I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
Lil Peep and Fall Out Boy.
Lil Peep.
I've been waiting.
Lil Peep.
On Jordan Silver and Friends 96.5 The Buzz. You are not your mother.
I am not. I apologize. I'm sorry. I know. I know.
I am. It just, she seems like a real cool lady.
Isn't she a treasure?
She is.
She's better than I am. She's real good.
Can we get her in here at some point soon?
Oh, no, we have to now because you have propped her up. She's got a big head now, so she wants to be on the radio.
She sounds like the sweetest woman.
She got the taste.
In the world.
She got that taste. No, so, she's great. She's great. Didn't make me breakfast, though. Not happy about that. Still a little bit.
I had people stopping me at the concert that I went to go see yesterday, and they were like, it's radio. That was obviously for a show. He doesn't really talk to his mother like that.
I was nice. I was like, Ma, make some breakfast. Please.
That's not nice.
I said please. Ugh. My mother knows me.
We didn't hear the please.
My
at
mother
all.
Gets me. She understands me. She raised me. She knows what she did.
I was about to, I don't know, yell at you for speaking to your mother that way, but.
No, it's fine.
We'll get her in here.
And by the way, she yelled back, so it's good.
Something that I've been wanting to know, something that she mentioned on the phone call on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't she sit in the front seat of your car?
I don't know. I don't know what she's talking about. I guess she's trying to say it's dirty.
Yes.
Air quotes.
That was
whatever,
my guess.
Whatever that means. I like, listen, I like to keep my mementos on me. I like to keep my keepsakes in the car. I'm not a hoarder or anything. I just like to keep things.
So if something happened to your mother's Mercedes and she needed a ride to the grocery store by you,
mm-hmm.
if she were to get in your car, she'd have to sit in the back seat?
That or like on the roof, yeah.
Don't
yeah.
you dare put your mother on the roof.
Well nobody puts baby in a corner. Nobody puts mom on the roof.
Yeah, nobody puts mom on the roof.
She would volunteer.
I can't wait to hear your dark secrets, too, that she's going to tell us.
Yeah, what are these dark secrets? Mother, you know I ain't got no secrets.
She's your mother.
I ain't got no secrets.
You may have forgotten. She's known you since you were a baby.
Ooh, yeah.
She's got the dark secrets that you forgot about.
Yeah, she's seen a lot, too.
Yep.
She's got material.
Yep.
Whoopsies.
I'm surprised I have a voice.
Yeah, you were out last night.
Hell yeah. Sitting at my house. No bra on.
There you go.
Doing some show prep for this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden I get a text from my friend. You want to go see Kelly Clarkson?
Oh.
Hang out in the VIP.
Oh, even better.
I put a bra on so fast. I flew to the Sprint Center. And that was a great show.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about this. This was news to me when I saw it on your feeds.
Oh, my God.
It's all the pics.
I know that that's not alternative of me, but I know music. Very, very, very well, and she plays good music.
Listen, who wasn't moved when we watched that film, that beautiful film?
Stop it.
From Justin
Nicoe.
Stop
it.
What a film.
I love pop. I love the stuff that comes out of pop.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a nice little getaway from all your troubles.
It's surface level. It's fine.
For 2.5 minutes, you don't have to think about your troubles.
True.
Right? And they're not really singing about troubles, so it's good.
Yeah, of course not.
But, and again, I love everything pop, but that was one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Oh, you stop it.
They're just dancing on the beach.
It was the worst movie you saw until, what was that Britney Spears movie? Was it Crossroads?
Crossroads. Where she loses her virginity twice. Did you know that?
Can you lose it twice? I thought one was enough.
It happens twice in Crossroads. But I got my voice warmed up yesterday because there was karaoke.
Ooh, okay, yeah. What was this yesterday?
Karaoke.
Go on YouTube.
Karaoke.
Is this you?
Yup. It's me and Nikki from The Point.
You getting after it, too.
I want to know. How does it hit? Straight up. Wait. Oh, damn. Excuse me.
Just dropped out.
That's just my damn karaoke song.
She got a shoot. Shoot.
Oh, dude, we were screaming. The show was so good. Everybody there was so nice, and it was a positive environment.
Oh, good, 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 good.
I don't know how many times I screamed, oh, my God, we're in the same room as Kelly Clarkson.
Where was that show?
Sprint Center.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
But I only live like 5 blocks away, mm-hmm. but it was so cold last night.
Did you fall?
No.
Okay, good.
No. Good, originally, good. We went to the parking garage because my friends were like, you are not, it's 5 blocks, don't even care.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give you a ride home. But they parked in the bottom parking area of the parking structure across the street from Sprint Center.
Yeah.
I think they're still there.
How bad was that line? How dumb was that line? It was stupid.
It didn't move for 20 minutes, and we were at the very bottom.
Oh, you didn't? Yeah, you weren't going to see the sky for a while.
No.
I've been stuck in that jam. Ooh.
How long does it take normally?
You did about, actually, 20 minutes, you didn't do that bad. Imagine that.
No. I got out of the car after 20 minutes and walked back to my house, which took 13 very cold minutes.
So you just said, F it, and just, I'll walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smart, because you're going to be there for a little bit longer.
Yeah. Everybody thought that the fact that it was just such a cold night was going to be the worst part, but really it was just all the pee from the people in the stairs. It was nasty. I gagged like 40 times.
Ugh. I thought the cold would make that smell not as bad,
you
right?
You know, you'd think.
I thought hot air rises, not the cold, right? We went to that science class once.
You would think.
Not so much.
And at one point, there was stuff dripping.
Ooh.
It's nasty.
Ooh.
Nasty.
The pee pops.
Whoa.
Freeze pops.
So, while you were gone, excuse me. Since you've been gone.
Oh.
Since you've been gone.
I'm not even mad about that.
Thank you very much.
Points.
Jeremy put a song in the system that I'm in love with.
Yeah, what is this? What you got?
Okay. Ex-Ambassadors, and the song is called Boom.
Ooh.
I got two notes in and was like, yep, add it. We're going to play this on our show all the time. Take a listen.
Okay.
Take a listen to this. Tell me how long it takes for you to just get straight up into this ex-ambassador song called Boom.
He looks slightly like Barack Obama, and she's the spitting image of Fred Armisen. No, seriously, Google it. It's Hartzell and Jordan on Jordan Silver and Friends.
Brand new Cage the Elephant, ready to let go on Jordan Silver and Friends, 96.5 The Buzz. I'm so glad you're back. I missed you.
Oh, thanks, Jordan. I don't like being bunkered in like that. That was weird.
Long time.
That's weird. Got some stuff done, though. Made some phone calls. Got some stuff we're working on.
That's my boy. We never rest.
We never rest. Ain't no rest for the wicked to jump on that Cage the Elephant vibe. You're welcome. Thank you.
You know what? I think I started that. So I'm proud that you just threw it back at me. Don't you worry. I'll get another since you've been gone in there before the end of the show.
I would expect nothing less.
Buzz Family Creeping. Something that we're doing right now. Taking a look at your social media and just talking about what we see. Still not sure if that should be the name, because people think when we hashtag Buzz Family Creep them, they think that we're calling them a creep.
I like it still.
Okay.
I like it. We see you.
What are you seeing on social media right now?
I see a bunch of folks. I want to make sure I get this name right, so I'm sorry, Jamie. It's at Jamie, VRTISKA. You did your first tattoo. It looks great. It's a beautiful, like a shoulder flower tat.
Mm-hmm.
Looks great. Well done. If that's your first of many, because once you get that first one, you got that itch. Trust me, I wanted to get one too.
Do you have a shoulder tattoo?
No, well, I was just going to get one little, like a wrist tattoo, and that turned into two sleeves.
Okay.
So here we are.
I heard the shoulder's a very, very painful place.
It's not great.
Okay.
It's not great. Okay. But yeah, Jamie looks awesome. Congratulations. I dig the flower tat.
Tara Lee on Facebook says, thank you, Carrollton, for not... Carrollton? Yeah. Carrollton?
Carrollton.
I can't read.
Gotta do the Carrollton.
Nope. Thank you for not putting any salt down. I love being stuck only a few streets away from my house with my baby in the car. I don't think my dad enjoyed being woken up at 4:15 to come get me out. Damn.
Yeah.
So it's still icy. I mean, it makes sense. It's like 6 degrees outside.
Yeah, go slow and steady. The main streets aren't bad yet.
Yes.
I was able to, once I got out of Lee Summit, it was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Pretty good. This is actually pretty timely, Jordan, since we know we were knocking all of our lie detectors test this week.
Oh, God, what happened?
So, who is this? Valerie.cast on Instagram. You know how we love memes on this show. She has a meme from Dear Sweet Mari that says, you said you like spending time with family. That's the top part. That was determined to be a lie. And it was all based off of the snow day stuff. So that was pretty good.
Oh my God.
Liked it, Valerie.
Well, I would have walked to work if I were stuck with my family. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if I were stuck with your mom, though, I'd be very excited about it.
Hey, my mom loves you.
I love her.
Just taking my family left and right. My grandma loves Jeremy. My mom loves you.
Oh, I'm going to make grandma love me, too.
I got to know. What about me?
I think that's a given, right?
I'm asking you. I need some validation.
I love you. Kida, I believe that's how you say her name, tweeted, is it normal to wake up in the middle of the night because your teeth are throbbing?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah, I grind my teeth real bad. Real bad.
I went to the dentist. He told me about the fact that my jaw is always very locked and mm-hmm. I'm grinding my teeth. The next day, I just paid attention to it and loosened my jaw. Life changed.
Oh, no, I can't do that because then you overthink it. It's like when you, and I'm going to say this, I'm going to freak you out. Think about when you're not talking, your lips, are they closed? Or is that little gap right here? You know, that little gap right by the two front teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. Because that's how I feel when someone says loosen up, because I grind my teeth a lot.
No, you close your lips, mm-hmm. and then you let your teeth just kind of sink.
Yeah, well, see, now you're gonna overthink it now.
No, that's how I made my... One time, I went to the urgent care, because there was something that hurt in my ear so bad for like 4 days. Go to the urgent care, I'm like, oh God, you please just take... I think it's a bug. It's got to be a bug. There's no way it's not a bug. Something crawled in my ear when I was sleeping, and it's really, really painful. He looks, he goes, there's absolutely nothing wrong. I think you're just grinding your teeth.
Relax, bitch.
It's not a bug. It's gingivitis. That's mm-hmm. all.
Georgia tweeted, Googling pigeons sitting is a timeless favorite of mine. And it's very funny.
Okay.
Pigeons sitting.
Okay.
They're just sitting on the pavement.
That's a different type of bird watching, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
Pigeons on the prowl. I like that. I don't know how to pronounce this one either. As you can tell, I'm not great with names. S-M-U-L-A-L-A. So smulala.
I like that.
I like that a lot. One of my favorite meals. Just got some fish and a nice tall boy of Modelo. I'm just into that. That seems like my kind of barbershop meal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody brings it up to the shop. Got a whole, like, box full of fish, fried fish. Oh, yeah.
Would you believe that I absolutely hate fish?
What? Really? You're from Maine.
And...
What? Gay. Oh, yeah. Oh, because...
Hate fish.
Because gay.
Yes.
J-S-A-F. Jordan Silver is boy. It stands for Jordan Silver and Friends.
They don't make them like they used to.
Sure don't. They don't make them like they used to.
But that's okay.
Back in my day, they used to make them bangers back in the day.
Back in my day, I used to have to walk to school in this.
I used to have to walk to the record store uphill both ways.
These kids, yes, that's true. That Seattle is like that.
Oh, is it really?
You walk up the hill to get somewhere. You walk the same exact route back to where you were up the hill still. Don't know how. I feel that way about downtown Kansas City as well.
Yeah, just add in some construction in between.
Everywhere.
That's all you need.
Everywhere.
That's all you need.
So the Grammys are on.
That's
on
this weekend, right?
Sunday, 7 p.m. our time on CBS, hosted by Miss Alicia Keys. Mm. 15-time Grammy Award winning artist.
I love Alicia Keys.
Who doesn't?
I keep falling for Alicia Keys. Yep. I'll see myself out.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Hartzell.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
I saw Kelly Clarkson last night. Damn it. I got a whole folder full of these.
Hey, I got plenty more too. Don't you worry.
Okay. So the only performance it seems like we, as an alternative radio station, care about Chili Peppers. Chili Peppers getting up on that stage, playing the Chili Peppers music.
Now, is it like a tribute deal, or they winning some kind of lifetime achievement, or are they just going to play because the Chili Peppers need to play?
Miss Dolly Parton is winning the achievement award.
Okay.
So they're just there to throw a little bit of rock in the performances by Camila Cabello, Ricky Martin, Dolly Parton, Katy Perry, Little Big Town, Lady Gaga, Shawn Mendes, Post Malone, and Miley Cyrus. So they're representing at least some sort of rock and roll music.
That is... For 2019, that's, I think, the best way to sum up the Chili Peppers. Is just they're kind of there. They're just there.
They're there.
They're there.
They're representing for us.
It's true.
When no one else is.
Somebody's got to do it.
Big drama that's going around the news blogs today.
Feed me.
Ariana Grande not going.
Yeah, what is this? Apparently it's like a thing. She's throwing shade. There's tweets. What's the word here? What's going on?
Shade. Basically, she said that she's not going and not going to perform because of, quote, a disagreement with the Grammy producers over which song she would perform.
Jesus, okay.
Perhaps they asked her to perform someone else's song.
God, our default is petty. This is first world problems.
Ah! I going?
I don't know which song I want to sing. And you guys wouldn't tell me ahead of time, so I'm just not going to go.
It's not going at all.
Cool for the summer. That's all right.
Demi Lovato.
Ah!
No, it's Demi Lovato. Fool.
Ah, damn it. So close. Don't tell your mother. Cool for the summer. I had a phase. Leave me alone. Moving on.
No.
Moving on.
Okay, so my wife will also not be there because she's going to be filming in London. She's not even really nominated for much.
Yeah, I don't see her on this thing.
Best pop vocal album. That's it.
There we go.
That's it. But then best rock album. We've got Alice in Chains, Fall Out Boy, of course, Ghost, who is a great band live. I haven't seen them yet, but I've only heard good things.
I have a ghost story just real quick.
Okay.
I know, right? This doesn't make any sense at all.
Were they wearing clothes in the 1800s?
No, they were not. They were here in town in the 2017s. But I was working Rockfest because that's what we do here because, you know, I need extra money. So I work Rockfest. Mm-hmm. And I do shuttles since I'm on air. They don't want me to be seen. I get...
But you're so handsome.
Well, that's what I try saying, too. I've got a denim vest and everything. So I had to be in charge of picking up Ghost. And their big thing is they're in gimmick. They're like in a persona.
Yeah.
And they don't break. Notoriously, they don't break. So I had them in the car, sit in the back seat. They just got done. And you have to drive them up. There's a tunnel just to get to their van because you can't be seen.
Right.
They get in the van. I said, hey, guys, that was really cool. Awesome job. And one of the guys in the back seat says, thanks, man. And the guy next to him just shoves him. He's like, no, what are you doing?
Damn, really?
Yeah, so I got him to break.
Wow. You got Ghost to break.
I got Ghost to break. Also, not a bad band. That's not terrible.
Yeah, I need to see them live. I've heard. It's like face-melting, life-changing.
Oh, production. Production.
Also, a mistake I made a long time ago that I won't ever make again. That was playing Greta Van Fleet on the Buzz.
Why? Okay.
So much hate. Well, it's a little too early for a note that goes, ha! For 4.5 minutes.
No, I can give you that. But that band's not bad.
I know. It's like just a higher singing version of Wolf Mother.
Yes. Yeah. Ooh.
That's it.
Yes. Yes.
And I think that the Wolf Mother guy, I don't remember, it's Andrew something. I think he sung pretty high at some point. But.
They were on Greta Van Fleet. They did SNL a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And it was good. It was damn good.
Did you know that they named their band after an old lady who is still alive? And she does not like their music.
No, I did know that it was after an actual person. I didn't know. I didn't know she didn't like their music.
Somebody like Rolling Stone did an interview with her, and she's like, "Yeah, it's so nice to have a band named after me, but it's too loud for me.
It's just too loud.
It's
got a hippin' and hoppin' and beat.
It's no Glenn Miller. I'm not making fun of that.
It's no Glenn.
I own that on my gramophone.
I bet that sounds good on a gramophone.
It sure does. The thing I love about my gramophone is it is exactly the way that it sounds now as it would have when it played back in the early 1900s.
Oh.
It has original needles, too. It's got packages of needles. So you take the needle out, you put it on the record, you spin, you wind the little gramophone thing in, then it comes out of the horn. And it's the closest thing, I think, to time travel.
And that's not even a relic. That's just vintage now. That's just how it should be done.
Exactly.
So, and it plays out of the horn, deal?
Plays out of the horn.
Oh, wow.
You know the term put a sock in it?
Yes.
That comes from a gramophone because obviously it's one volume because it's just coming out of a horn. It's not plugged in. There's no volume button. So if you put a sock in it, it muffles it.
It's like when you use a trumpet, you got a muter, deal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because we know music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we know the Grammys.
Yeah.
And I found this song, Circling the Drain, of the best dance/electronic album.
Oh, okay.
Nominees. It's somebody that we've played before, and this song just kicks.
Here, let me pull this up real quick.
This song just kicks. I don't even want to talk about the other people that are nominated for Best Dance/Electronic Album, because it's all either things that are too hard to say,
mm-hmm.
or people I don't know, or people that I can't find in the system. But
it's mostly that.
This banger is up for Best Dance/Electronic Album. It's in the system, so... We're doing it. Sophie Tucker,
oh, yeah.
Best Friend.
Welcome back to hashtag Crazy Cat Lady Radio. Wait, I mean Jordan Silver and Friends.
Sophie Tucker, Best Friend.
That's fun.
Yeah, right? On Jordan Silver and Friends, 96.5. The Buzz, that one's up for Dance Record of the Year. That's one that I found in the system. So we've played it before, which is great.
That was on an Apple ad, right? I want to say it was an iPhone or something.
It's one of those ones that... It just fits everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It fits everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, Jordan. One size fits all. One note fits all. I made it work. Keep on going. I made it work. Because it fits all.
Vulgarity.
No.
Is no substitute for wit.
Yep.
People are tweeting me that now.
You made a thing.
I turned an old Downton Abbey meme into that. So, Beck, I was looking at some of the other categories and seeing if we have any fighters in the ring for some random...
You don't watch fights, do you?
No. What's that saying, then?
Dog in the fight.
That's it. We don't have a dog in the fight. Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
We don't have a dog in the fight for a lot of categories, though Beck is nominated in Best Pop Solo Performance.
Pull that up for, let's see, is that for Colors?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. We don't have any dogs in the fight.
There she is.
It's weird that I didn't know that. In the Record or the Song of the Year category. But I want to explain the difference because... Do you know the difference?
I don't. So okay. Please, and you know more about that back end stuff than I do. So please fill me in on that.
So the difference between Record of the Year and Song of the Year, there are songs, mm-hmm. all of them. So when you're like record, you think record is a full album. No. And then you see that it's a song. You're like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
So Record of the Year goes to the producers, the engineers, and the mixers. It's more like the behind the scenes
record people. For the recorders.
Yes.
There we go.
Yep. And then Song of the Year goes to the songwriters and the artist.
Okay.
So that's it. That's how that is broken up, because I don't know how many times I'm like, why the hell is there a difference?
Yeah, and it's the question every year, and we look it up that one night of the year, and then mm-hmm. we forget by the next year.
Yeah, so next year, if we're still here.
We'll be there. Hey, glass half full, we'll be there.
Yes.
We're going to be at the Grammys.
What?
Yeah.
You mean we're going to break away from here?
Mm-hmm. Oh, stop.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson.
Hey, we can do this. If you want to go there, Jordan. We'll
you know
there.
I do.
Okay.
Best Alternative Music Album. The one category that we really care about.
Yes.
Arctic Monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
Beck.
Mm-hmm.
Bjork. David Byrne. St. Vincent.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good one.
Now, what's the timeline for these things? I feel like that Beck record, I feel like that came out earlier, didn't it?
It
was that 17?
Yes, but it's the end of 17. It's, I believe, November. Oh, no. I believe it's the 1st of November or the 31st of October.
It would have to, because yes. Pacific Daydream, that was 2017. I know that for a fact. That Weezer record.
Yep. Yeah, so.
Oh, these are good. Man, that Arctic Monkeys was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Tranquility-based.
Mm-hmm.
Hotel and Casino.
Mm-hmm. One of the best-selling vinyls of last year.
Oh, I could see that.
If not the best-selling vinyl last year.
That was like a... Bowie meets Haunted House. It was awesome. That was great.
They need to make that for the gramophone.
Oh, can you imagine?
Oh, so cool.
Can you imagine that record on a gramophone?
The thing is, a gramophone is a 78, so it's a different speed. It's a very thick record, very fragile.
Do you have to wind
yes.
it up?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
You have to wind it up, and then it kind of tightens, and then it goes, and it just spins.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's so beautiful.
That is cool.
I'm so glad that they still use that symbol, the Grammy.
How much that costs?
A lot of money.
Yep. That's what I thought.
A lot of money.
That's what I thought.
Album of the year. Again, we don't have any dogs in the fight.
No, we don't.
But I have a personal dog. And you do too.
I do. And my dog likes these songs. Both of them do.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You know, baby boy Marty crushes Post Malone.
Miss Cardi B is on there.
Yeah, Duke's more of a Drake fan.
Okay.
Yeah, Westies stand for Drake. They stand behind him.
Is that because of you?
God damn it. Yes.
Does points. Your dog points. Like Drake because of you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just
yep.
checking.
Yep. Give me some time.
Does she have a song called Give Me Some Time?
I don't know. I don't know, but it would suck. Without you. Damn it. Nah, that didn't work.
Why do you have to ruin a moment like this?
That's just a drive-by, wasn't it? That wasn't good.
Okay, back to Grammys. Album of the Year. Cardi B, Brandi Carlile, Drake, H.E.R., Post Malone, Janelle Monáe, the Black Panther soundtrack, and this artist that, this is the best album that I've heard in 10 years.
And it's pretty alty. If I'm being honest, this is an alternative record.
Yeah.
It really is.
Not being played on country, even though she's been known to be a country artist. Listen, man, the first time I heard this record, whole record, Golden Hour. And then I thought it was so great that I was cleaning my house and I asked my HomePod to play her best of.
Mm-hmm.
I got about, I don't know, 3 minutes into the first song, and I just sat on the floor.
Yep.
And for the next 2 hours, just absorbed this musician's incredible songwriting.
And you can tell this is the record she wanted to make, too. Because I heard an interview with her, and, I mean, this could be played. Like, this should be in Power Rotation for us, if I'm being honest.
Me
it really
too.
Should.
Me, too. And Journey's said that it hasn't made its way to country. Nobody's really playing it, but it's
right.
So weird. It's up for record of the
right.
year. It's definitely, as you get deeper and deeper into the album Golden Hour, this is just, it gets more and more indie.
Yeah.
It's not really, I mean, of course, there's a song called Cowboy in there.
You have to. I mean, that's just, you got bills to pay. You gotta drop that in there.
Yep. But
it's great. And so much of the stuff is not getting traditional radio play.
Yep.
You know, Janelle Monáe is great. This is awesome, though. This is Casey Musgraves.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yep.
Ooh.
It's so good.
Ooh.
You want to put some money on it?
Oh, we can do that for Grammy wagers?
Record of the year. Or album of the year.
Okay. I got money on Janelle Monáe.
No.
Yeah. I just want to call that out first.
Her, the Black Panther soundtrack, and Casey Musgraves are my three picks.
Okay. I got five on it.
But you know Cardi B is probably going to be the one that wins.
God, save us all. Please.
Country-ish. Hints of country, but more indie and definitely disco. I don't care if they take me out of here kicking and screaming. We're playing this right now.
Yep, do it.
From Golden Hour, song up for Album of the Year. At the Grammys on Sunday, Casey Musgraves, High Horse.
Keys, check. Phone, check. Wallet, check. Jordan Silver and friends, check.
That is from my pick for the album of the year for the Grammys on Sunday.
That's good stuff, man.
Casey Musgraves, High Horse.
That's good.
What is the difference between that? You said Mr. Wives.
Oh, yeah.
Like churches.
Yeah. It's got a groove to it.
Oh, so good. High Horse. And the album. Just go deeper and deeper and deeper in the album. Just ask whatever music player you play, just to discover more music. Sitting on the floor. And it was funny, she has a song called Golden Hour, that's the album's named after. And then she hits this weird but amazing seventh chord right before she goes into the chorus.
Oh.
It's just, and a seventh chord is always this one that leaves you wanting more. It's like, brr-ding. So
ooh, look at you.
I tweeted her, this was like a year ago, and I was like, that seventh chord is so perfect. It's like biting into a donut and then realizing that the most delicious cream filling is on the inside.
Yep.
She liked it.
Oh, look at you!
Because good songwriters, people that know songs, like to hear someone appreciating a seventh chord, but it's just the most perfect note in the most perfect place. That album is so good.
I like when you break these things down. We should do this more. I like when you kind of give us the ins and outs of it.
I should bring my guitar.
Yeah, no, that was good.
Play you some seventh chords.
I don't always seventh chord, but when I do, I seventh chord. We should do that, though. I'm down.
What does that mean?
It just means I go hard for that seventh chord.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I've been waiting, but when I get that seventh, oh my God, that seventh chord. I'm trying to make a Kelly Clarkson thing work, and it's just not working. Damn it!
That's okay. That's okay. Maybe you should walk away.
Let's see how many days Hartzell can go without getting in a fight on Twitter. Let's see how many days Jordan Silver can go without mentioning you-know-who on The Buzz.
What's going on here?
What's happening?
What's happening?
In music news, Muse is looking for a fan photographer to shoot them every show in the North American tour.
Oh, really?
They'll give you a ticket and a photo pass if you win.
We have a member of Buzz family who is the biggest Muse fan
of
all time. And she takes our pictures here at the station.
Well, then damn it.
Kayla.
We better tell Kayla about this.
I hope you're listening right now, girl. I hope so.
Wait, no. What's her username?
Concert Flotus.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it. I don't know her first name. I know her as that.
Oh, I love me some Kayla. So you better get on that.
Mm-hmm.
Get on that.
In other music news, Francis Bean Cobain is being very tight-lipped about a possible new record deal.
Oh.
And when asked if she has one, she says she can neither confirm nor deny having a record deal. So.
Oh, I like cryptic.
Me too. Plus,
I dig cryptic.
Who's not going to give Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love's child a record? I'll give you one.
Yes, of course. She was dating somebody who had a band. I forgot what it was now. They came in studio once. That was awkward. You can't mention anything about Kurt. Can't mention. It was a thing.
Good old.
She kind of, if I'm being honest, she kind of big leagued us, to be a little bit honest with you.
Really?
Yeah. She was less than nice.
Well,
that's okay.
I'll make her love us.
Okay, I'm down for that.
I'll do it.
She was awesome.
In 1958, on this day in 1958, after a tiny show in England, the two singers from The Quarrymen are introduced to this budding young, like, 12-year-old guitar player. So they jam together a little bit, and then they decide that it works, and so they decide to invite this young guitar player into the band. Why am I bringing this up?
Who is this? Who is this?
The Quarrymen.
Uh-huh.
But later they would change their name to The Beatles.
Oh!
Yes.
Okay.
On this day in 1958, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and George Harrison met for the first time.
Oh.
And you can't listen. Every band that has ever come after them has cited The Beatles as an influence. So this is the day in 1958. That they all met.
Signed to what, Apple Records? Am I correct?
No, actually, it was a couple days ago. The news story was a couple years after this meeting, of course. They tried out for Decca Records, and then Decca said nope.
Oh. Okay.
They were in Capitol.
Was it Capitol? Okay.
Capitol.
That's cool. What was the name again, the original?
The Quarrymen.
The Quarrymen.
Any Beatles fanatic right now is like, I knew that!
The Quarrymen.
You've got some local news, right?
Local news. Let's just get this one out of the way. It's a bummer, but I'm sure you saw it was making waves. That Kansas judge who made a sentence that was really, really weird. He said that the guy who was soliciting for nudes from teenagers, they said that the teenagers were the aggressors. It's super odd. Listen to this.
The Kansas City Star, they published this editorial calling him out. So here's part of what they write. If Givens believes that child sex abuse victims are somehow aggressors, he doesn't belong on the bench.
Victims respond to trauma in a variety of different ways. And to say that the victims in this case didn't show up and therefore they weren't traumatized by the assault, is just a mistaken comment to be made.
Yeah, that's not great. Yeah, so Judge Michael Givens, people are talking about maybe there's ways they can protest the vote or anything like that, or protest this decision. Not great. Kind of odd. I don't know. I have a hard time believing that teenagers can be sexual aggressors in that situation. So
also, if you are the victim, that by definition means that something happened to you.
Yeah, no, that's you would think so, right?
What year is it? Why is it the victim's problem that, oh my God, this creates so much trauma that you never get over? Not only did you go through something embarrassing and shameful and painful, and then you have to tell the whole damn world, then you have to get shamed by people saying that it's your fault?
Yeah, no, it's terrible. And okay. I wanted to make sure I threw in, that's Julie Donnellan. She was she's from MOXA. She's the president and CEO of MOXA, the Metropolitan Organization to Counter Sexual Assault. And we've done a lot of work with them here at the station, and they're excellent folks. So I just wanted to give them a plug as well.
Thank God.
Should we do some more local news to get off of that bummer of a story? Let's get to this, because you, Jordan, may have a new place to fly in here very, very soon. Flying into a new KCI. Here we go.
Today, we got that update from a Southwest airline representative. And that representative says that they have reached an agreement between Southwest and the majority of the airlines at KCI. They've set their estimate for the project at $1.5 billion. And the developer is early in the process, and estimates can vary. But the airline rep says everyone is in agreement on that $1.5 billion number, and they can adjust it up or down. And if the price increases, the airline rep says airlines will be on the hook for the final price.
Can they adjust that price a little bit down and then fix some of the damn potholes?
Can you maybe split that up a little bit? Yeah, that would be nice, but I'm excited. I will say that I very much enjoy that I can be on a plane and have to leave in 30 minutes and then, you know, swing by with 15 minutes to spare and make it onto the plane at KCI.
You would be that guy.
Of course.
You would be the guy that the whole damn plane is waiting for.
Yes.
You're the person that sits next to me. Always happens. They're like, this is a sold out flight. And then I sit down and I've been there and nobody's sitting next to me. And then the person in on the end is like, oh, looks like we're going to be the only free thing. And then this person comes in all like rattled and blah, blah, blah.
I like convenience. I can stroll right up and just go straight to the plane. I don't need restaurants. I don't need shops. But I get the importance. We need it. Absolutely. I'm so happy that it's happening. And it looks now that it's going to be coming in a little under budget, and it's not going to be at any expense to the taxpayer. So let's get on that. I don't like change. No.
I don't know how
F
many
change.
I don't know how many times I've been late for a plane because of you. In entertainment news.
There she is.
Entertainment news. Yeah, we had to break away from the... No, I don't have that one. Mr. Know-It-All. I'm Miss Independent.
I was working on that one. I was so close to a Miss Independent one.
I didn't really even get the points. In entertainment news, if you have an iPhone, download the newest update that's bugging you right now, that's just showing up as that little dot, because it's that fix to that FaceTime bug problem where someone can hear you even if you don't pick up their FaceTime call.
Oh, they got that fixed, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So download that update that's sitting there waiting for you. Also, there's no release date yet, but 230 new emojis that will be added to our keyboard soon. New emojis include people with disabilities.
Okay.
Mixed race couples.
Oh, we got some mixed folks?
Yep.
All right, all right.
A sad poop.
That was me last week.
I know, I know.
Where was that last week?
A sloth. A drop of blood, which is actually what you think it is, because there was a petition going out about women being upset that there's not one for that thing. So that's what it is.
Okay.
Also, there's a new hand gesture. Okay. Let's pretend we're at a bar.
Okay.
And you can't hear me. I can't hear you. If I were to say a little, and I were to make my hand show a little, just like this?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what the new hand gesture is, and people are already talking about how it's going to be used in a dirty
big,
way.
How big is it?
Yeah. How was your hookup last night? And then just the, yep.
Oh, man. Good thing I'm not single anymore, because that would have really hit close to home for me. Let's do this!
I feel like your girlfriend's life would suck without you.
Well, never mind. That's a low-hanging joke. I'm not going to do that one. Let's do Shaft. I'm watching Kimmel. Was this last night, a couple nights ago? And I didn't see any of this coming, but I am greeted by the three faces of Shaft. What?
I'm John Shaft.
Oh, hi, John. How are you? Nice to meet you.
I'm John Shaft.
Oh, hey, John. How are you?
I'm also John Shaft.
Oh, hey, John Shaft. How are you? It's a three Shaft night. What can I do for you?
Well, we're going to tell you
exactly
what you can do for the Shaft.
So I didn't realize that they're doing a Shaft remake. And by the way, it's like not really a remake. It's kind of a continuation of the story. What? Oh, man. Because I will be honest with you. I have a very soft spot for blaxploitation movies back in the 70s. They were terrible. Let's call a spade a spade.
They went even further back. I checked out movie history.
Oh, I own.
And that's exactly what they're called, blaxploitation.
Yeah, well, because it was
horrible.
It was a lot of, it's the FUBU before FUBU, for us, by us, because we would go and support these. We watch these things.
Yep.
Tarantino, Jackie Brown is a tribute to blaxploitation. So you got like the original Shaft. You got Richard Roundtree. You've got Samuel Jackson. You got this new dude. What's his name? Jesse T. Usher. Oh, I'm so excited.
Please tell me that you did not get our son involved in your bull. What is wrong with you?
You picked up a bat.
You can't beat up a woman.
Why not?
Because she's a woman. That's like misogynistic.
You weren't being misogynistic. I ain't mentioned her gender.
Okay.
I'm an equal opportunity ass whooper.
Damn. Oh, there's no non-violent people in Harlem.
Yes.
Wow. Is there a release date?
I didn't see a date yet because I was too busy rewatching that video over and over again. Ah, and the pictures, they got the trench coat, they got the all black, they got the fist. Ah, so excited.
One more time.
What do these two have in common? Well, they both like women.
Jeremy doesn't think that song sounds like it fits in the middle of the forest.
What? Of course it does.
Right.
Of course.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you got the buddies in the middle of the woods.
Yeah.
Campfire.
Dancing.
Passing some things around.
That's why it's Jordan Silver and Hartzell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's Vampire Weekend. Harmony Hall.
Jeremy.
On the buzz. Okay, so I know we talked about it earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really weird when it comes to heart stuff.
You're not weird. You're just hesitant.
Right. Yeah. That's it. You know, like I never know for sure if someone likes me back or they're just being nice to me. And then there's this weird guilt that's wrapped around that too,
yep.
Where am I thinking that this person likes me, but they're not,
mm-hmm.
Then I feel really bad.
Then what's wrong with you if they don't like you, that kind of deal?
Oh, I never get that far. It's more of like the guilt for like liking someone.
Oh, see, I go opposite. My first reaction isn't even guilty or like nervous that they like me. It's like, oh, they're not going to. So clearly it's because I'm the worst. That's where I go first.
Damn, what happened to us in our childhood?
I don't know. Who hurt us? Who hurt us?
One of our past relationships, I'll tell you that.
Or all of them.
Oh, you're
God, they all suck. Ooh. I hate them all so much.
You know what? I'm doing so much.
I think you're doing better, though. I feel like we've been gassing you up all week. You've been gassing yourself up. I think you've been, you know.
I've not had any gas.
Well, then let me fuel you up then, Jordan. Let me fuel you up. I think you got this. I mean, she loves you. You're digging her. Clearly, conditions are ideal. I think it's time for you now to put it on the record.
Are you quoting Kelly Clarkson songs or no?
I'm not done yet. I've been doing it all day.
Really?
Well, you're doing
Does
it
she
much
have
better.
Those songs? Well, because I picked the ones that everybody knows. You know.
Yeah, we're strictly A-sides. I can't give you any B-sides, Clarkson. I can't do that.
Piece by piece.
Oh.
You've been helping me get stronger. And if this works, it will be because of you.
Ah, boo! Boo!
All right, don't act like a Mr. Know-It-All. This is what happens when you see Kelly Clarkson last night.
You have her entire discography pulled up, don't you?
Sure do.
Sure do. Sure do.
So, I do believe in fate, which
okay.
is weird, mm-hmm. because I don't believe in a lot of other things, so it doesn't really play with the fact that there's fate. But also, at this point, when I'm 36 and single, if I don't believe that there's fate, then...
You need something.
I need something that somebody's just waiting for me.
Uh-huh.
So if something is left up to fate, then I have no control over it.
No.
It's either going to happen or it's not going to happen.
Your hands are clean.
So I found a Mad Lib in this book that I bought, and it's called How Can I Tell If She Likes Me?
Oh, we should have led with this. We should have led with this weeks ago.
I'm going to look up what an adjective is because I missed that day in school, and we're going to fill this thing out right after Panic at the Disco.
Before, he had to be up by 3 p.m. Now it's 3 a.m. How's this going to work? It's Hearts Off on Jordan Silver and Friends.
See, it's weird to be a radio personality and also have a problem reading.
Yeah, that's a bit difficult, huh?
It is.
That's okay.
I don't know what it is.
We don't pretend like we're good at this. We just think we're pretty decent.
But you can read totally fine. I don't know. My eyes go over things and I am reading somewhere two sentences before where I'm seeing. It's weird.
Hey, you just get to the important stuff. That's fine.
I guess, but
you
then...
Cut out the filler.
Not really. That's why I can speak, but when it comes to reading, I do a horrible job. I hate it.
Well, I don't know about all that.
Mm.
I don't know about all that. I think you sound great. I think you read... like a pro.
No, I read like a third grader with a speech impediment.
You got a lot going on, girl.
I know.
Damn.
I know.
Damn.
I know. So attractive. But you, my friend, are a good reader. So
passing this to me?
Yes, I was wondering if you could read the Mad Lib that we did.
I can do that. Well, you better set it up then.
Yes.
You give them some context.
The context is, there might be a girl and I don't know if she likes me or not.
Well, we're about to find out.
And because there is fate, she either does or she doesn't. I can't do anything about it, so I decided to ask the Mad Lib.
Yep. How can I tell if she likes me? These are advice. This is what you should look for, Jordan.
Okay.
Keep your eyes open for these shiny signs.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
On your first date, she fusses with her chest hair.
Oh.
She does that a lot and giggles quickly at everything you say.
Okay. She thinks I'm funny.
Make sure you write that down. Okay. Number two.
Yep.
When you pick her up at her barnyard.
Of course. Uh-huh. Wait, I did not go to prom with a dog. Why does this keep...
That's a Freudian slip because absolutely you did. So when you pick her up at her barnyard, she keeps waiting for...
Maybe she's a cowgirl.
Oh, well, maybe she's got some time on her hands because she keeps you waiting for 9 minutes and 65 seconds.
So 10 minutes and 5 seconds.
You will later learn that she changed her bathtub 10 times.
Why?
That's when you get to the intimate talk right
Why?
There.
Why does she need to do that?
So that's when you know you've really expanded the relationship.
Okay.
So number three, here's number three. How can you tell if she likes you, Jordan?
Mm-hmm.
Number three, when you're alone at the restaurant
mm-hmm.
and she gets up from the groundhog.
What a weird restaurant.
That's a very weird restaurant. When she gets up from the groundhog every 5 minutes to visit the ladies' fish tank.
That's not what we call it, by the way.
Is that not what you call it?
They call it the powder room back in the olden days.
I thought we called it the fish tank. And this is in parentheses. You can safely bet she's calling her best homie.
Okay.
That's true. That's quite true. Trying to fill in the homie?
Yep, fill in the homie. That works.
Keep the homie abreast
of course.
On the
Whoa.
Situation.
Whoa, yes.
Number four. This is how you can tell if she likes you, Jordan. Number four. She starts to flirt with other... Oh, no. Oh, no.
What?
She starts to flirt with other children. When you don't give her your full abuela. Okay.
My abuela has passed on. She does not need... My abuela's corpse.
Man, this girl's on this. She's just on every
end
of the
spectrum.
Why is
she flirting with children?
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, she got children and grandmas.
Abuelas.
Sorry, abuelas.
My abuela has passed away from a long time ago.
So. Maybe if you see number four in that list, and that last sentence is number four,
she's
maybe
flirting
skip
with children.
Her. Yeah.
Walk away.
She may not be
walk
the
away,
one.
Which is
she may not.
Song.
Oh, my God.
Walk away.
If she plays walk away... Walk away. Number five, how you can tell she likes you, Jordan. Let's see. A loud friend of hers happens to run into you accidentally mm-hmm. and tells you her friend thinks you're a cool horse.
Is that what the kids are saying these days?
So the kids are saying.
What a cool horse.
Man, they got the jewels and they're a cool horse. And number six, this is how you can tell if she likes you, Jordan. So make sure you write these down.
I'll just take that piece of paper.
I put it on the fridge.
I know that you're going to star number four and be like, if she flirts with children, she's out.
This is number six.
Next.
This is number six. Next, she draws an upper thigh. So she draws that and she puts her initials and the initials of the Kardashians in that upper thigh tattoo.
What?
Wow. Well, I mean, that gets to the point. I don't think it can get more blunt than that. Give me that upper thigh, Kardashian. And that, Jordan, is how you can tell if she's into you.
That is the kind of girl I would end up with, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
From a barnyard.
Just let me film it. Just let me film it. That's all I ask.
No.
You know anybody on this list? You know anybody that...
No, I don't know any barnyard animals that flirts with children.
Well, that's your loss.
He looks slightly like Barack Obama, and she's the spitting image of Fred Armisen. No, seriously, Google it. It's Hartzell and Jordan on Jordan Silver in France.
By the frozen river.
Oh, that was a good
Actually,
one.
No, because from my apartment, I can see that the river is still flowing.
I can see the river from my house.
I can see the river in your eyes.
Oh, is that a Kelly Clarkson song?
No.
Oh.
Behind these hazel eyes is, though.
Ah, I was right there. Oh, I should have had that one. That was like, that's like album one.
Yes. Did you see me, Journey?
I saw you went, yes.
Take the mic, girl.
I did not go.
You didn't go?
I was tired from filling in for you for the last 2 days. I had to sleep.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Yeah, yeah. It's a full-time job filling in for me.
Yeah, it really is.
And then
Plus
doing
my
your own job
on top of that.
Oh, that's right. You got a show too, don't you?
Yeah, I do a thing.
And running the station too. This poor girl. I'm taking you out for drinks. Caddyshack?
As soon as I'm done with work.
I have a doctor's appointment. Yes.
It is a Friday.
But then
so
after.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
That is where we shall demo.
I'm working tomorrow.
Oh, you got plans
what are you
now,
doing?
Huh? You've got plans.
Like work. Like I'll be here
oh.
tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't get these invites anymore. That's fine.
Well,
fine. I can't make it in anyway.
Right, you live an hour away.
Yeah, I get stuck anyway, so it's fine.
Journey doesn't tell us her schedule because she is Miss Independent.
Oh, man, that was a good one.
Has this been going on all morning?
All
Has
morning.
It just been Kelly Clarkson songs
I saw
songs
Kelly
all morning?
Clarkson you know that. Last night. I was in the same room.
Well, I sure do like having the voice here.
Okay. I got to sit in that chair. It was pretty cool.
Get it?
The voice?
Yeah.
The mask? The singer?
Because she's on the show.
Can we do our own The Masked Singer?
Ooh. Ooh.
Don't we kind of do that every day?
Yes. But, oh, yeah. We do sing a lot on the show.
Yes.
Yeah. That's yeah. true. But you know what? My life would suck without you. You might use that one. Damn it.
Don't do it. Just
Damn
stop.
It.
Just stop.
I'm just really glad that you're taking over and going to do this next segment of
yeah.
the show because yeah. I need to take a minute and catch my breath.
Oh my God, I'm out. I'm leaving.
See, that was
Don't leave.
See,
your microphone's still on.
See, that's a good. That was a good one though. That was a good one. Yeah, I got some things. I got some stuff and some things. In fact, Kelly Clarkson.
You've been gone.
No, Kelly Clarkson got anything on Netflix? She got anything?
No, but she has a TV show that's starting.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't know that. Is it The Voice?
No, it's called The Kelly Clarkson Show.
Oh, well, I've got. And it's funny you mentioned the Kelly Clarkson show. Because I feel like we're getting worked, Jordan.
What do you mean? What has Miss Clarkson worked us with?
Well, when I think shows, I think pop culture, I think the daytime Emmys, I think about award shows, because that's, I feel like how we used to do it, right? You know, the daytime TVs, your channel 4, your channel 5, mm-hmm. your channel 9, mm-hmm. you get the occasional big ones on cable. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, that everyone pretty much kind of knows what's in the loop. You know, we had our 2.5 Men's, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Laguna Beach.
Exactly. You know, the staples.
Next.
Also, the staples.
Room Raiders.
So, that's not a thing anymore, right?
What do you mean?
I feel like this is maybe just my excuse for saying I'm out of the loop on things. Because every week now, we show up here, and we've got a new show we got to talk about that's on Netflix. Or we got this new movie, or some Netflix original, or something like that. Right?
Of course, yes. I'm fully sucked into whatever the hell that is.
Has everything just changed? Like, has the game changed? Because Netflix is now getting nominated for awards. They're getting nominated for Oscars and all that jazz.
Are you mad about that?
No, I just feel like we need to recalibrate.
Okay.
Because as we get ready to go all these award seasons, because it's that time, I don't even know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make sure that we get this jig figured out. I'll make sure we're on the same page.
I remember when I was in Seattle, the Grammys... And this would have been between 2004 and 2009. The Grammys finally stopped doing the best polka album. Dead serious. It was around that time. And I was like, holy crap, they're still doing polka? This is a little outdated.
Why would they not do polka? In fact, here, can I play this for you real quick?
Absolutely.
Because I can't, it's in 2019, I can't believe this was a thing not that long ago.
Streaming service will keep the Netflix name. If you're confused and annoyed from the changes, Netflix is well aware. The company co-founder and CEO Reed Hastings is responding to thousands of angry comments on the Netflix blog after writing an apology and explanation about the decision, saying this is a move to help strengthen the selection of shows on the streaming service.
What's he talking about?
Do you remember back in like 2011 when we almost just gave up on Netflix? They split and became DVD.com. And Netflix, because remember, it was just first off, they would mail you the DVDs.
Yeah, that's how I got Blair Witch Project.
I remember canceling my subscription when that happened, because they raised the price. It wasn't even that big of a deal.
You were so mad?
Yeah, because I'm like, no one's going to watch this. I'm just using it for Grey's Anatomy, because there wasn't that much on there besides what? Grey's Anatomy and music documentaries, back when that was all they had
mm-hmm.
on Netflix, those docs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? 2019, we are ran by Netflix, and just what? Not that long ago, we thought this thing was done.
Are you upset?
I just have thoughts. I have feelings. I think we're getting worked. I think it's now I would say we're getting Netflix brainwashed. And it's working.
Do you have more feelings that you want to talk about?
Of course I do. Of course, I got thoughts.
About this?
Yeah, no, I got thoughts.
Okay, so 10 minutes?
Yeah, because we got to also find our next big break.
What do you mean our big break?
We're going to ride this Netflix bandwagon, girl. We have to.
I have been.
Well, let's do it together. Let's do it. Let's do this. Let's talk this out.
Okay. 10 minutes.
What do these two have in common? Well, they both like women.
All right, Jordan, you ready to talk about this?
Yeah.
This Netflix agenda?
It does feel that way.
I think we've entered peak Netflix?
Yes.
I think so, too. I really do. Because you played that clip earlier, how just not even 8 years ago, we thought this thing was done. Netflix was done. They were mm-hmm. going through all kinds of things. Hulu was on the rise, all that good stuff. But now, every single week, there's something new, something that we come into that we got to watch, because if we don't, apparently we're just not humans anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this week, because it changes every week, I think this week our show is Russian Dolls. Have you checked it out yet?
Yes, Russian Doll.
No, I saw Russian Doll. Okay.
All of it.
All of it. You like?
Yeah, ended really well, too.
Okay, because I saw the pilot.
Okay.
And it's excellent.
It's really funny.
I think Amy Poehler was on it, but let's play this, because this
Poehler
is our...
helped write it.
Okay, there mm-hmm. we go. Well, this is the new hotness, Russian Doll.
Sweet birthday, baby.
What was I just doing?
What?
What do you mean?
I'm out of here. Ah! I'm having a very hard, never-ending night.
Do we know each other?
Let's f*** this party in the mouth.
That was for me.
I bet it was.
I didn't tell you about that.
You know what's funny? Because I've watched the whole thing. I was really worried because there's a lot of profanity in that show.
Even in the trailer, I had to cut this thing down.
So basically, the show goes that this girl just keeps dying. It's like a lot of people didn't want to watch it because it's obviously a Groundhog's Day reference.
Oh, yeah.
And it came out the day before Groundhog's Day.
Oh, maybe that was part of the gimmick, too.
It was to get the whole groundhog thing. She keeps dying and she can't figure out why.
Sounds like a day in radio. Was that too meta?
No.
That's pretty spot on.
No, but there is a... do you have more?
Well, it's all kind of encompassing what I'm getting at here. Mm-hmm. Is like, I'm just looking this right now. I typed in Netflix originals. And just in the last month, this is what I think we all know about it. The Ted Bundy deal, mm-hmm. Bird
Confession
Box.
Tapes, yep.
Obviously, you were into... You, mm-hmm. Sex Education, which is really, really good, by the way. Mm-hmm. Fire, that documentary on the Fire Fest. Orange is the New Black. You can't forget about House of Cards. I know it's kind of faux pas now. Although the last season's not terrible. But even me knowing that is how I'm a part of the agenda.
So, a couple months ago, a while ago, they started playing with this thing where once you hovered over the image for the show... The trailer for it would play
automatically. Yeah.
Yes. Which is a way to get people to salivate and want to watch something. Mm-hmm. Then they created this thing called Spotlight.
Oh,
and
okay.
That's what these shows have been placed into, which is what pulls up when you open the app, no matter what you're using.
Yeah, right?
That's
okay.
It.
I was like, did I get an update that I didn't know about?
That's what it is. So you click the app like we all do every day. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden you get a trailer for what their Spotlight is. And Bird Box, you. Russian Doll, all of that has been the first thing that pops up when you click into the app. So that's why, that's my theory as to why these shows are so big. Then, of course, they're good.
And you just said, how many shows did you just read off? A bunch. You just read off a bunch of shows off the top of your head because of Netflix. Tell me right now, Jordan, how many network TV shows do you know off the top of your head? Right, cricket noise. Exactly.
I don't watch anything.
Right.
Well, that's because we're now at a place where we consume everything all at once. We binge it.
Yeah, we're on demand everything.
Yeah, if I have to wait a week to see a show, forget your show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want that whole season.
The days of waiting a week.
Yeah, they're over.
To get the new episode. Like Game of Thrones is going to pop back up. That's going to be a miserable 8 weeks for me. Or I guess 6 weeks because it's shorter this season.
Yes.
Like who does that anymore? Yep.
They did that with Handmaid's Tale on Hulu.
Did they do it weekly?
Weekly.
Nice.
I know. That's the only one where I'm just like, oh, come on.
And that's another thing too. You got Hulu. I just started doing Amazon Prime, their mm-hmm. video mm-hmm. stuff, mm-hmm. which is really good.
Mm-hmm.
I almost feel bad for old media. Like, by the way, are we old media? Is that us too?
No, 93% of people adults still listen to the radio at least once a week.
Is that what you tell yourself?
No, that's what the Nielsen ratings say.
Okay, that's how we go to bed at night, folks. That's what we got to tell ourselves.
It's still a big number.
So here's where I'm getting at. Because I'm on Netflix as we speak. And the spotlight is literally spotlighting right now.
Mm-hmm.
What do we need to do to be featured on anything like this? Because it's this easy. Bird Box is up for an hour, and all of a sudden it's got 42 million streams, or whatever. I exaggerate, obviously. But what's our in? Do we need to do... You play music, so we can do a doc. Let's see, you did stand-up, so we can do a classic rom-com. I feel like you scream rom-com.
What, really?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Really?
I could be in it. Oh, of course. You're such
can
a...
Can I be a serial killer at the end?
What a twist. What a twist.
Actually, that's just you.
That was
a plot to you.
But, I mean, I could be a buddy cop situation deal.
You want to write a movie? Or a series?
See, I was hoping this would be the way we could to make this work. I want to write a movie.
Okay.
Like, I've got screenplays done. And I know you've got some that you either have done or want to workshop.
They're very sad. They're all about me and my cat.
Oh, mine are depressing as hell.
Are they about you and your cat?
Me and my love life. It's pretty sad.
I didn't even get that far.
That's a show. That's our show. And it's parallel. It's parallel screen frames. So you got on the left-hand side, Jordan, I'm assuming, feeding Blanche, the cat. And then on my side, just you can read all of my failed DMs that I tried sliding in. I think that's got legs. I think that's a show. I think that could be... I would play that right next to Bird Box. Sure would.
I'm seeing a split screen in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm embarrassed.
Why are you embarrassed?
Because it's just me leaving here, eating, at Firehouse Subs because I love Firehouse Subs so much.
I feel like this is the sad trombones in the background.
Yep, driving home, screaming some pop song. She's so lucky.
Oh, we could do a, oh my God.
We could just do a take
on the music video Lucky by Britney Spears. 1999 was a great year. Nostalgia does sell.
It does sell. I don't want to do the split screen thing because I think it's embarrassing.
It's just
at least
too much.
Yeah, because if it's going to be my real life, it's even sadder than the way I make it sound on the radio. Because you're going to be like, oh, hi, I'm Hartzell. I'm leaving here to, and I'm not making fun of you. I'm leaving here to go see my beautiful girlfriend. And then you go see her for a while. And then you go to the Nelson Adkins and you're like king of the Nelson Adkins. And then you go to Sporting KC and you voice all this stuff. And I'm just still feeding my cat from my breast.
Write that movie.
This was the song from Russian Dolls, and I made to put it in.
Netflix famous.
Gotta get up.
Jordan, Silver, and Friends on The Buzz.
I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist.
I didn't say you were.
There was a lot of Lord in our playlist today. You noticed?
There was a lot of Lord. I didn't even think about that. We did do a lot of Lord today.
I don't know anything. I don't know anything.
You better be careful because the minute you put that in the world, people are going to be asking.
I don't know anything. Mm-hmm. But because people don't tell me because, you know.
They don't tell me things either. That's the thing. They don't tell us nothing.
But, hey, Jeremy's here.
She might know some things. They tell Jeremy stuff.
She's not going to tell the truth anyway.
No, of course not. What? She keeps it close to the chest.
Why is there so much Lord in our show today?
You had a lot of Lord today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because I'm sleep deprived for having to fill in for Hartzell for 2 days.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. How many more days are we going to do this for? Ooh, how many
I'm
days?
I'm just going to watch this. Go ahead, guys. Take it out.
Because I knew the minute that I tuned in, because I do that listen longer thing, I heard Jeremy's voice. I said, oh, God, here we go.
Didn't he go back to bed both days?
I'm saying out of this.
Oh, no. Day one. Okay, in my defense, day one, I was very much awake. In my defense for day two, I was up even earlier because I wanted to give the college try.
3:45 you texted me.
Thank you, Jordan. And then I came and sat down with the radio on and fell asleep.
So for the Buzz family that's just tuning into this, Maury Povich.
We need that really crappy video beforehand.
Jerry Springer
said that she would never fill in for me, but she filled in anyway, and now she'll never let me hold it down.
Yeah. So Hartzell lives in the southern part of, well, he lived like 30 minutes south of here.
The burbs, baby.
Which is a place that, if you looked at the map, was really getting hit by a lot of stuff.
Oh, we got our ass kicked. Yeah, we didn't. See, this wasn't. Because I knew, and I know you as I stare right at you, Jeremy, because I know the minute I texted Jordan saying, yo, I can't move, Jeremy had that, but like, can he not though?
I did.
Just like that. See, just like
because
that.
There were other people that live close to your area that made it to work.
Have you seen my car?
Both days.
I ain't got no truck. I am the most non-Lee Summit, Lee Summitite.
Just saying.
Lee Summitite?
I know you.
Nope.
I told her, you're like the little brother I just want to grab and shake. Like, why are you making bad choices? Make good choices.
I thought I made a good choice. I didn't want to die. Sorry.
I'm proud of you for not wanting to die.
Who's going to put up the podcast if I'm dead?
Every day I want to die.
Jeez. And back to Jordan.
Well, here we go.
Back to you.
Our moment is done.
No. Okay.
So what's everybody doing for the weekend?
Monday morning on Jordan, Silver, and Friends.
I have an old radio buddy that's going to be in town on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Oh, I'm excited. Who we got?
His name is Pounder.
Pounder?
Yeah.
That's his Christian name, huh?
Yes.
Pounding it with Pounder.
Oh, Heartsy, get him out now.
Jordan, Silver, and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.